I was cold. I had a lot of management experience from my law enforcement career. I had a lot of political experience from that career. And if you remember, that was just a few months after the terrorist attack in 2001. And so I think the perception was there were a lot of unknowns. What are the security requirements going to be for airports? And I think my law enforcement background perhaps was attractive. And then what I enjoyed was a staff there that knew the business and a lot of support from the previous manager, Randy Collar, and a lot of support from my counterparts around the state to get me up to speed in the aviation world.
Must have been a heck of a learning experience.
It was. It was maybe not the best way to learn, but you certainly learn fast. You learn on the run. It worked out well, and primarily because of the support I had through the networks.
What did you learn about airports, especially a small airport like this one?
Small airports are like small towns. And I knew that going in, and because the communications are different in small towns. What I learned quickly, even though the reputation for the airport at that time was a lot of infighting, a lot of political discord, and what I learned quickly was quite the opposite, that about 99% of the people there loved being around aviation, and they wanted the airport to succeed, and they wanted to help in that process. And so that was probably the biggest surprise going in, is it was the contrary environment to what I was reading about and hearing about. It was people wanting it to succeed, and all they wanted was somebody in there that cared and had a little bit of a vision.